The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The reading tonight is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. You either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? So why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek, but your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. So do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." And this is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure we can be certainly inspired and helped by listening to this gospel today. The times that Jesus lived in, we know that it was a different era. Jesus himself proclaimed that he didn't have a place to lay his head. He was a traveling missionary, they call him that, gathering disciples around him, going to people, telling them about his kingdom, the kingdom of his Father, telling them about life. And I'm sure in Jesus' day, life was probably worse than it is today. They didn't have any welfare system. They didn't have any nursing homes. They didn't have all the media that we have. And yet, Jesus had a message for them, not to be anxious, not to be worried. We know that he just not only said it, but he put it into practice. As he went along the roads, I'm sure the flowers were in bloom, the birds of the air were flying. He probably saw shepherds out there with their sheep. He saw farmers in the fields. And he used these stories to tell them about his Father. His Father who reigned over all these earthly things. And they were at peace, and they were beautiful to behold. And so many lessons were to be gathered from them. But in today's gospel, Jesus warns or advises his people not to worry on at least four different occasions. And for an example, one time Jesus went into the home of his friends, Martha and Mary and Lazarus, and he was in the parlor, and Mary was entertaining him, listening to him, making him welcome. Her sister was in the kitchen, sister of Martha, and she was upset that Mary wasn't in the kitchen helping her get the dinner ready, get the food ready. And she complained. She complained to Jesus. Tell her to get in here. And Jesus' words were simple. He certainly knew that Martha was a good woman. He knew there were a lot of things in life that were important. But he just gave her a lesson. He told her, "Martha, you're worried about a lot of things, but only one thing's really important. And that's what Mary is doing, hospitality, listening, taking care of people." And then we also know another anxious moment. Remember the time when the disciples of Jesus were in a boat, and Jesus was sleeping in the helm of the boat, and a storm arose, and they panicked. They really were panicking. The gospel just gave us a glimpse of the fear that they had. They woke up Jesus, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." And here, this man, this Jesus that they came to know, was sound asleep, as calm as could be. When he woke up, he told them, "What are you so excited about? Don't worry, be at peace." And he calmed the storms. And on he went, every aspect of Jesus' life, even up to the end. There were terrible things that were going on in his life, personally and for the people around him. And yet his message was always, be at peace, trust, trust in our Heavenly Father. And he gave simple stories like the one in today's gospel. This father then told me about, look at the birds in the air. Your father takes care of them. Not one of them even falls out of the sky without his father knowing what's happening and taking care of them. So then we come to today. I'm sure all of us are kind of upset again by the increase in the gas. Gone up almost 20-30 cents this past week. We never know where it's going to top out at. Some parts of the world, it's $10 a gallon. And some people are saying that may happen here. So worry, concern, anxiousness. And then school. How many people are wondering about their marks in school? Young people getting through this year. Maybe even getting through school without being bullied, without being pushed around, without being in danger. Going to a mall, going to a shopping mall, and being able to hang out with your friends or go shopping without being in fear of a gang shootout in that same mall as we've had in this area, as they had in Arizona just a few weeks ago. And then we have all people worried about their jobs, worried about their Social Security check, worried about tomorrow, worried about everything. So maybe there's a lesson in this for all of us. Maybe we think we have reasons to be anxious and to worry. But let's go back some years. My parents came from Ireland in the 20s. They got married just before the Depression in 1929. So myself and my brother and sisters were raised during the Depression years. My dad didn't have a regular job. He was taking whatever they could give him. He started out with the streetcars and buses in Detroit. He didn't have a steady job, but he'd go in there, and if there's room for them to have a job for him that day, he'd take it. And after that, they'd send him home, or he'd have to come back the next day to see if they'd hire him. That went on for years during the Depression. Went on up until World War II. And I'm sure many of the older people remember that so well. There's no welfare checks. There's no jobs. Everybody was almost in the same boat. In our neighborhood, there's Polish people, Irish people, Italians, Germans, and French people. And almost all the parents came from Europe. They came from Europe after the First World War and up until before the Depression. And what did they do? Their church, their parish, was their anchor. That's where they congregated. My parents lived right across the street from St. Bernard's Church, which is off of Mack Avenue, down near St. Jean on the Lower East Side. And our whole neighborhood, almost everybody in our neighborhood, went to school there. We had sisters that taught us. They taught for nothing. They got no pay at all. They just got what the people from the parish could give to them. Tuition for us, my brothers and sisters, was like $10 a year. Just something to keep the sisters going. The parish priest took care of the people in the parish with St. Vincent de Paul Society, helping with food, helping with paying the rent. And then that wasn't enough. The people themselves had community. The Germans, the Irish, the Poles, the Polish, they all knew what their needs were. And they helped each other out. They didn't have these big sales as we have in the malls today, but the neighborhood, no one would throw away clothes. If we grew out of our clothes, our mother would wash them and iron them and then find somebody in the neighborhood that could use those clothes. And so on and so forth. That's the way we got our clothes. So maybe people from that era, from the 30s and 40s, can remember how anxious things were. But their anchor was their faith. Their anchor was what Jesus talked about in today's gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God, and nothing else will be denied to you. And maybe that's what your parish is trying to do for you. All the churches are doing that. They try to bring people together, let them know real values in life, the values of our Heavenly Father, the values that Jesus taught. And the only way for us to get that is we have to be united. We have to become a family. We have to become a community. We have to look out after each other. Maybe you don't have that anymore out in the suburbs or away from the inner city of Detroit. But in the 30s and 40s, almost every few blocks you saw a church. You saw a school. You saw programs for the young people. There weren't drugs in those days. There wasn't really hostility in the neighborhoods. We never locked our doors. We didn't have to. Our parents were home. The neighbors looked out after each other. So that is what Jesus is all about. Don't be anxious about all these things that you can't change them, but you can really change your own attitude towards things by realizing we're children of God. We have a mission in life. So I'm sure for us today, as Sister asked me to remind you, fill out those forms in the pews and see what you can do. Maybe it can be a little, maybe it can be a lot, but at least you're saying, I'm part of this family. The day will come when I will need your help. We know a lot of families, a lot of young people are being taken care of by their parents, their grandparents. We know when young people lose their jobs, where do they go? They go home. Their parents put them up and carry them over. But that's a sign that we shouldn't be on the take all the time. We should be looking for what's somebody to do for us all the time. I think all of us should realize it's about time for us to step up to the plate and see what we can do. What we can do for the people around us. We know that from your coming here and from the history of St. Teclas and St. Claude, your generosity has been really remarkable. You do look out for the poor, for the needy. But continue it. Today's gospel is a powerful one. Jesus is telling us, don't be worried, don't be anxious. Trust in God, but also follow up his precepts. He brought us together, and he wants us to stay together.